You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, another installment of Binge or Cringe. This time it's the Everything All at Once edition, prepared for us by Dom in Madison. That's right. He is in Madison right now on the ones and twos at HQ, world headquarters of Civic Media in Marinette, Wisconsin, is Mr. Pete Schwabba. And then down the coastline in Racine at Radio Park is me, Greg Bach. We make up the Yotter Hay Triangle. We're so happy you are here with us this evening. And we will be also wrapping up the show with the Nightcap. So don't go anywhere. This hour is going to be fantastic. Thank you to Mr. Matt Miller for stopping by and talking all things movies and Milwaukee Film Festival. If you want to find out more about the film festival, go to mkefilm.org. I believe we are. Civic Media is a sponsor of the film festival. And to those, again, who won the contest last week and this week, congratulations. We hope you enjoy your movies. Guys, did you have a good between-hour break there? Good 6 minutes off?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Went to the really, bathroom. Really recharge the old battery.
I took a nap. I had some fun there. It was really, really good. I loved it.
Not a whole lot you can do in 6 minutes, but it was fun.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah. Right. This is a fun show. And if you want to hear a talk with Matt and his take on movies in the Milwaukee Film Festival, definitely check that out at civicmedia.us. All our shows are cataloged as podcasts. Mm-hmm. And we're having fun. I'm excited to play Binge or Cringe. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to read some of our responses on our question of the night.
Yeah.
Maybe we should, you want to refresh people's memories about the question of the night, you guys?
Let's do that.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your favorite wacky next-door neighbor from sitcoms, from whatever it is? Who is your favorite sitcom wacky neighbor? Let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Again, you can leave a comment on that live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Love to hear from you. We've got a couple texts in, as well as some social media posts as well. Dom, let's start with the text line.
All right, so we have a lot of John Murray talking about Pete Schwabba's hair. That was early on, but
fair point.
We got Roger.
You can read those again if you want. Oh, Dom.
Pete, did I mention that, by the way? That's a great haircut. Oh my gosh, I almost forgot.
You know what? Coming from you, Greg, that means a lot because you are inside. You're the inside guy with hair and hair cutting, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's nice. Somewhere between Dan Marino or something. Yes,
it was my fourth haircut. With this beautician? Is there a salonist? What do I call it?
Hairdresser, hairstylist.
Hairstylist.
Yeah. I wouldn't say beautician. I feel like beautician is, I don't want to say an old-timey word, but it's not a word that I would ever, any of my friends would refer them. They would call themselves stylists or barbers.
My mother-in-law still calls it the beauty parlor.
Ah, yes.
And
yes.
I like that. It's an old, very old term, old-time term. Yeah.
I went to the beauty parlor to get my hair done.
Yeah.
Exactly. You gotta floof the hair a little bit in the back. Go, I gotta
cut and color and talk to the girls. This was like,
you'll never believe what Richard Jenkins said about his wife at the party.
I remember when, like, perms, when I was in high school, guys were getting perms. Then they went away for like 30 years.
Yep.
And now they're back. And I remember one kid coming back to school and somebody said, "Did you get a perm?" He goes, "No, I got a body wave." And he was like mad about it. Like he was mad the guy didn't recognize it was just a body wave and not a perm. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, that's the funny thing too, is like when I was a kid, my mom used to perm her hair. And whenever someone says perm, I get this distinct memory. It's a very smell sensory memory of the box that she had in the closet in the hallway with all of her perm gear. So like the rollers, the little tissue paper, the liquid, and it smelled up that entire closet. So whenever I think of perm, I think of that smell, and I think of little boys, and I'll say that, little boys who are like 12 to 14 who are paying $300 to get their hair permed. Yeah. I can't wait for them to look back at their photos. You know, like, Pete, you look at those photos of you in like the late 70s and the early 80s. I look at the photos from the 80s and the 90s, and I'm like, ooh, those hairstyles were choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had an option, and that's what I went with.
I went with perm. Why? Because my buddy got a perm, because my other buddy got a perm. No, I didn't. It was a body wave.
Right. He was upset. Dom, you got pretty straight hair. Could you ever see yourself getting a permanent?
I couldn't, but I, like you were saying, my high school friends, mm-hmm. all there was a lot of them that had perms, and they all costed so, they were very, very expensive.
Yeah,
I don't
very
know why
expensive.
They did it. I don't know.
They don't last that long either, do they?
They don't. Mm-mm.
No, well, it's funny because they're called permanents.
Really? That's what they're called?
that's what perm stands for. Perm stands for permanent. Dom. Yeah. They should be called temps. I got a temp. I got a temp curl. Right. Temporary curl. But no, yeah, exactly. You got to keep that up. You got to do it every few months to keep it permanent. But yeah, I mean, the fact that these young boys are, and they all walk around like, hey, man, what's up? I'm like, don't look at me like that. You look like my Aunt Adeline right now. Stop it. Yeah. I don't take you seriously.
Nice purchase.
No, tell me more about how Trump is the man with your perm. Ugh. Where were we? I'm sorry. I got off on a tangent
there.
It was
an interesting jump there.
We were on the text line.
You see the perm on that guy? I know who he votes for.
All right, let's get back to it, guys. We have
sorry.
Dom's raining us in.
Sorry about that,
hey,
guys.
That was a real fun tangent.
That was all me. That was all me.
All right, we have Roger from Stevens Point saying favorite wacky neighbors is Larry and his brother Daryl and his other brother Daryl.
Oh God,
Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
That was one of the best. Dom, do you know who Bob Newhart is?
I don't.
Don't recall. He was a very famous stand-up comedian, very famous for doing a phone routine. He would like talk on the phone and he's the only person ever in TV history to have a show named after. He had the Bob Newhart show.
Yeah.
He had Newhart and then he had Bob.
Just Bob.
But, oh, wait, Bob?
Yeah,
it
was
third show?
He had a third show. It didn't last very long. No, we don't talk about that in this house.
Okay.
But on Newhart, I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl. And Dom, I'm not kidding you. They did it every single time they were on screen, and that show was on for like 10 years.
I can see why that's Roger's favorite now. That's amazing. Wow.
He had two, and that's pretty unprecedented. Two shows named after him that were both big hits, and I liked the first one. Like I love the one at the end. It's the probably the best ending of a show ever when they called back to his original show. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yes, yes.
But I like the first, and you might like this, Dom, because you're from Chicago. Yeah. They show him taking the L, going home, and then I used to live right across from the Newhart building for 1 year when I was like 22.
Yeah.
But it's just, and there's a wacky neighbor on there who was fun. Howard, who was very funny, Howard Borden. So yeah, that was a great show. Great text, Roger. Yeah,
wonderful. Thank you, Roger.
And we're going to keep going. We got Anna from Madison says, my favorite wacky neighbor is Kramer. From Seinfeld. I always looked forward to his entrances on the show. That's very true. And Pete and Greg, please ask. Oh, we already went through that. And that looks.
Kramer was so popular. He had the Fonzie effect where when he'd walk on screen, people would clap. And he hated it so much. And they had to tell the audience, do not clap when he comes on screen because he doesn't want to hear that and it wastes the time. Like,
right.
Like you watch old, I mean, I feel like the older days of Happy Days, like the last few seasons, anyone who came on screen got claps to the point where like 5 minutes was all ovation, but they had to keep people from doing it because he didn't want to hear them giving him ovations. Like I got to get to the joke and you guys are stopping me right now. So that's a very interesting point, but yeah, Kramer is, I mean, I would not be the biggest Seinfeld fan, but I do enjoy Kramer.
He's a comedic genius. I mean, he combined Harpo Marx and Art Carney and rolled them all into a hipster New York guy in the modern day, or at least, God, that show is like 40 years almost. That's insanity. But
it's really weird, yeah.
It is really weird. But I read a couple articles on how he was about his craft and his approach. And you're right, Greg. He was very... He didn't want to be taken out of that. Everything was very rehearsed with him, which made me admire him even more, because my trajectory with that show is Jerry's the weak link and everyone around him is hilarious. And I loved Kramer at first because he was so crazy. And then George, and I thought, oh, Kramer's too over the top. I love George now. The more I watch it now, Kramer is my go-to because he's subtle and he's big. He's great. Michael Richards is fantastic as a wacky neighbor. That's a great text. And I agree with you. But you guys didn't answer the question.
Oh, you're right. I didn't.
I would go Kramer.
Mind your business.
I'm going Kramer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Seinfeld.
I had one and now it's gone and it's, oh my goodness. We'll read some comments and I will, cause I had it. It was right there and it slipped out of my brain. So, Pete, do we have anything on the Facebook page?
We do. We've got some good Facebook comments. Boris Hamilton says Larry Dallas from Three is Company.
Yeah.
And he was hilarious too. He would enter right as John Ritter, who was brilliant too, would say a sexual innuendo to Suzanne Somers or Joyce DeWitt. Larry would enter and says, "Hey Jack, the girls are at the Regal Beagle," and then he would see what's going on and stop right in his tracks. I love that character. He was outstanding. Great one, Boris. Tony Diamond says, agreed. Steph Clark actually posted a meme. You know Tom Clark, Greg,
yeah, of course.
Obviously,
yeah,
very well.
Yeah.
She posted the picture. The great episode of Seinfeld is when Kramer ends up getting pulled into a meeting at a business, and all of a sudden he's working there, even though he's not getting paid. He just shows up, and he goes in with a suit, and he goes, "I got to get to work." And he grabs his briefcase, and Jerry says, "What's in the briefcase?" And he goes, "Crackers." So she posted the meme of Kramer eating crackers at work. Janet says Kramer also on Seinfeld. I'm noticing a pattern here. Jason Jerry, the Green Bay Llama, says the janitor on Scrubs. I think he qualifies as a neighbor. I don't know that character.
Neil Flynn, His character, he would improv everything. The scripts even said whatever Neil thinks or whatever Neil says, because they're like, whatever he'll say is funnier than what we could write.
Is the guy who was the dad on The Middle? And he was in The Fugitive. Okay, I know that actor. He's great.
Oh, yeah, he was the cop in The Fugitive. That's right.
He's great. He's a Second City guy, I think.
Yes, he is. And I was going to go back to the Kramer thing really quickly. One of my favorite episodes is when he gets the Merv Griffin stage or setup, and he just has people on his show as guests. I'm like, that is... Sorry,
he's so brilliant.
Again, derailing this entire thing. Yeah. What else we got on the social media?
We got Stacy Sue says, where's Stacy? Helen Roper, Mrs. Roper, loved her. I shared my love for her earlier. Vicky Svakina says, Mrs. Kravitz from Bewitched and Jack from Will and Grace. All right. Wow, nice.
Jack. Yes, Jack. Jack from Will and Grace. For me, Jack from Will and Grace. And I guess if you say Jack, you also have to say Karen Walker. Because together, they are the perfect combination of wacky neighbor, even though one didn't live there and the other one lived.
Right.
He lived there. He lived across the hall. That's right. But yeah, to me, Jack and Karen are perfect, even though they're not like, they're just as much stars to me as Will and Grace on that show. But Jack and Karen.
John on the social media says Ned Flanders, if the Simpsons count. Absolutely, they count, John. Thank you. Jeff Schmidt says Ed Chigliak on Northern Exposure. Good boy.
Oh,
and then finally, Joe Tomchek says, not wacky, but deeply wise, Wilson from Home Improvement.
There you go.
Awesome answers, everybody. I love those texts.
Nice. All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to be playing another installment of Binge or Cringe, the all everything, anything you can think of edition put forth by Dom. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll be playing that. Give us a call. Let us know who your favorite wacky neighbor is, and we'll read some more of your text messages as they come through. You're listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. I knew Dom. I wanted the chorus to pop.
You were out doming Dom.
You did. You really got me there.
It's called timing, baby. Welcome back. Nightlight, Pete Schwabe, Greg Bach here on Civic Media Network. We're having a rocking good time on Casual Friday. I'm talking like this voice now. I don't know why. We are in the middle of Casual Friday. We are deep into the second hour. Folks, if you still want to get your thoughts in on who your favorite sitcom wacky neighbor is, feel free to give us a call. Give us a text, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. By the way, we didn't read this one. Sydney Politics got in touch with us. First of all, he said Roger from Sister Sister. Yes, indeed. Wacky neighbor little kid, too. That's always very fun.
Yeah, right.
And then Happy New Year, Sydney. Happy New Year, pal. You can also contact us via the Civic Media app. You can call, text, or leave a voice message there. You can also listen to shows live. You can get your news. It's a great app to have. And when we have contests, like Text to Win, you can be a part of that. And by the way, Brett from Brown Deer, I saw your text message come through about the film festival. I will get to the bottom of it and make sure you get your pass, but we'll make sure you're taken care of. And we'll be reading more of your thoughts as well, because I've got a whole host of Facebook comments here. But right now, it's time for another edition, the second installment of Binge or Cringe.
Let's do it, guys.
Let's do this. Let's throw it over to Dom here, who is the arbiter of all things Binge or Cringe.
We don't really need to set this up, right? Dom says something, and then Greg and I decide Binge or Cringe. You guys are welcome to join in, too, if you want. Or you can even text us something you want us to vote Binge or Cringe on, too. That's fine. Yeah. Or answer the questions. This is Dom is in the driver's seat here.
Absolutely. And like I said, it's everything. Everything is fair game, okay? So, Binge or Cringe, the NBA playoffs. Is it binge or is it cringe? You guys watch it? Not watch it.
Oh, it's cringe for me.
What do you say?
I mean, my team's not playing. The Bucks aren't playing either. I would say cringe. Cringe is strong, indifferent, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it depends for me on if my team is playing. Like, if you know,
who's your team, Dom?
Chicago Bulls. I'm a Bulls. Yeah, Bulls.
So that's been a while since you've watched that, huh?
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, great. Those cringe. 6 championships in 8 years have to tide us over.
What was that, back in the 90s? That was back in the 90s. That was like 30 years ago now? Yeah, it was 30 years ago now. I thought it was like 30 years ago that happened. Hey, dude, I'm only saying that because I listen, again, like I said this before about The Walking Dead. Nobody complains about the Bulls more than Bulls fans, okay? I got friends who are Bulls fans, and all they do are just bemoan this team.
Okay. Now, listen, they sucked for a long time. Here's the thing, too.
My
Wisconsin sports friends always use that phrase, no one does this more than, you know, we're all sports fans. Can we just agree on that and hold hands across America? Because we all complain about our teams. But yeah, the Bulls have sucked for a long time. Yeah.
Especially this year. I don't even want to talk about them. All right, guys. The show Yellowstone. Binge or cringe?
Cringe. Yeah, we talked about this earlier this week. I tried watching that show. I think I watched 5 or 6 episodes, and I finally just said, these people are terrible. Like,
you're terrible. And did you get to the episode? Here's where they lost me. Because, I have a writing background. Something has to be plausible. And the character Rip, who was like the ranch hand.
Yeah.
I think they obviously were like, let's make Rip more likable. Well, they wrote this scene into the show where these two Asian tourists are on the land. They're both 20 feet down on the side of a cliff in street clothes, and they need help. And they're like holding on for dear life. I'm like, they're not tied together. How did that happen? They both started crawling down a cliff at the same time. One fell, the other one crawled. It made no sense whatsoever. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And that's where Yellowstone lost me. I do like a couple of the spinoffs, though.
I think I clocked out in the episode where this guy who used to work for the dude came back and he's like, he has something that's mine. And it turns out to be something horrifying to watch. And I won't say it on the air because I was like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, I can't. I think my exact words, and I've said this before about other shows, I'm like, none of these people deserve happiness. And I was done. It's like, no, it's too much. Like, at some point there has to be a nice person who's just like, hi, I'm here to, you know, water the lawn or just give me something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
Cringe.
Okay. Switching up a little bit. Apple products, binge or cringe. I think I know both of your guys' answers on this though.
That's a total Tucker question. Who I'm really starting to like.
I'm going to say cringe. Greg. I'll say cringe. Yeah. As a former Apple guy, like big time Apple guy, former.
Pete?
I'm still an Apple guy. I'm not happy about it. I'm going to say cringe. I'm going to say binge.
Yeah.
Just because I've used them for 35 years now, and I'm just not at this point going to change. So I'm not happy about it, but I'll say binge.
Yeah, I also have an Apple Watch, too, and I really like my Apple Watch. I think that's what it is. Maybe it's not my iPhone. I'm not a big iPhone fan, but I like the other stuff, like AirPods and other Apple products that they have. That's,
interesting because for me, Apple Watch is where they started to lose me.
Really?
Between because I had a MacBook Pro, I had the iPhone, iPad,
everything.
You know, I was in it. Like there were times where I would take off of work back in the early days of Apple. For me, I'd take off work the day the new iOS came out, so I could download it and get, you know, like I was a dork and I had nothing to go on vacation for, so I'm like, I'll just do this. But yeah, I mean, for me, the Apple Watch is what started me on the drift away. And then finally where they're like, the new iPhone's coming out, it's more expensive and the camera still sucks and more money, please. I'm like, okay.
I did that too. And I was like, with the Apple Watch, I'm like, oh, you have to charge it every night. Well, I like to track my sleep. At least at the time. I was into that. I had a Fitbit. I had to charge it once a week. I'm like, Apple couldn't do something about that? And they're supposed to be the biggest media company in the world.
That's weird. Yeah. No. When it comes to batteries,
totally. I'm with you. I'll say, you know what? I'm going to change it. I'm going to vote with my buddy Greg there, Cringe.
Okay. So we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we're going to talk about Google products next. But all right. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation, our installment of Binge or Cringe, the Everything Everywhere All at Once edition. But don't go anywhere. If you have your thoughts, let us know, Binge or Cringe. We'd love to hear from you. You're listening to and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You're listening to us live, whether you're watching us on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter, or listening to us on the radio, or listening to us on the Civic Media app. I'm coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine, all the way up the coast. That sounds so cool. In Marinette, Wisconsin, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA, is Mr. Pete Schwabba. And then across the way, I'd love to say the pond, but we don't have a pond between us.
There's probably a pond in there somewhere.
Across the ponds, there's probably a lot of little ponds, but yeah. It's Dom Lee on the ones and twos in Madison Inner World Headquarters. How is the weather up there in Madison? You said it was raining really hard.
It's coming down pretty hard. I see people on State Street kind of running around frantically. So yeah, it is not rainbows and sunshines over here. It's pretty intense. So
are you sure they're just not on dope?
I'm pretty sure it is
Madison.
I don't know for sure. You know, you never know. But
all the kids are on drugs.
They're all on dope.
All the adults are smoking reefer and all the kids are on roller skates. I don't understand this world anymore. All right, if you're just joining us, we are in the middle of another installment of Binge or Cringe, the Everything Everywhere All at Once edition, where we're just asking random questions and our thoughts. If you want to get in on it, give us a call. Send a text. Let us know. We're asking certain questions. You let us know how you feel about certain things and be part of the conversation. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. So let's keep this thing rocking and rolling, binging and cringing. What do you got for us, Dom?
Absolutely. All right, Binge or Cringe. Second season of Netflix's Beef. I don't know if you guys watched the first, but second season of Netflix's.
I have to pass.
I have to pass. I have not watched the first season, and I have not watched the second season. I've heard good things about the first season and the cast. I mean, Oscar Isaac, come on now. Come on now.
It's really
Greg and
good.
I have, we're the same, right? Our answers have all, because I flip-flopped on my Apple answer.
Yeah, you went back. Yeah, so,
you guys are, okay. Yeah, you guys are.
Let's see what
perfect.
We can do here. Let's see if the magic keeps on happening.
Okay, this one I think you guys will get to. Binge or Cringe work meetings.
What are you talking about?
How many?
No, Dom. Dom, I understand the question. I'm just, you know.
I assume.
My dude.
Yeah, this everywhere else but Civic Media Cringe.
Yeah, yes.
Civic Media.
Thank you.
Binge.
Oh, my gosh. Give
it
to me. Just mainline them right into my vein. I need all the work meetings.
I even show up on camera every week, except last week I was eating.
I don't. I never. I mean, I only do it when it's like our meetings, when it's all staff. Y'all aren't going to see my face.
That answer was the same, too. All right,
We're both suck-ups, so there you go.
All right, next one, Nate Bergazzi, Binge or Cringe? Nate
binge.
Bergazzi.
Binge. Binge. Binge.
God, I'd binge, too.
I just be contrarian, but he's so funny.
He's so funny. And I love that he's becoming like his own little mogul.
See, that's where I cringe.
Why?
That's where I cringe.
Why?
Was he building a theme park, Nateland or something?
Yeah, he wants to build a theme park.
All the family stuff, and it's like,
This sounds like haterade right here. It sounds like, are you jealous? Do you want your own theme park?
I love my own theme park.
Schwabaland?
It would just be murals of haircuts all over the place. But I think with, comedically, definitely Binge. But Binge. Binge. He seems like a really good guy.
Yeah.
I just think he's the mogul thing. That's like Ryan Reynolds selling gin and Mint Mobile. I don't need it. Stop selling me stuff.
I just love what you do. I love the fact that he gives so many opportunities to other comedians. He's like always about making shows for other comedians in the area. I know you've had Chastity Washington on the show. She did a Nate Land show, I think, in Louisville. So I like what he does for other comedians. So that's I'm total binge on Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, and I saw him at the Align Energy Center too. So he was really good. He was really good.
I go binge too. He was very funny.
All right, this one is weird. Crocs. Binge or cringe? Crocs.
Binge, baby.
Binge?
Binge, baby.
Why? Why binge?
Yeah! Because they are so comfy, and they are something I just absolutely made fun of for so long.
Yes!
And then I wore a pair, and good gravy, did the comfort just come a-flowing. And not only that, I own a pair that I paid a lot, not a lot of money, but Jimmy Kimmel, a couple years ago, was doing this thing where it was a lottery. He was raising money for, it was right after his son was born, and there was a lot of, like, there was, you know, questions of whether or not he would make it. So he did a fundraiser for the LA Children's Hospital, and part of it was putting your name in for a lottery to have the chance to buy these Crocs that have a pizza graphic on it. And I got the opportunity, and I bought them, so I own Jimmy Kimmel Pizza Crocs.
Oh, man.
And the money went to Children's Hospital in LA, and I wear them with so much pride because, one, they're comfy, and two, like, I got to give money to a really great cause. So that was really, I love it.
Pete, do you have Crocs?
Now I feel like a jerk.
Why?
Can we go back to the question just on Crocs alone, not Jimmy Kimmel's good deeds?
No,
that's
just
incredible.
Crocs.
Go ahead.
And I do remember that. Yeah. Okay, here's where I'm at on Crocs. And this is in my personality in a nutshell. I can't stand Crocs. I never liked them. I used to make fun of people that wore them. And then I put a pair on to take out the garbage. And it was like heaven on my feet.
Yep.
I don't know how they did that with plastic to make them so not only comfortable, but durable. I still will never wear them out in public because I feel like it's a weird look. But I do like them. And I even put them in four-wheel
drive.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
When you put the strap around your ankle, that's four-wheel.
It's
probably a Northeast Wisconsin thing.
It's a real thing, too. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't realize there was a term, but I love that. I love it. I want to see.
Cracked up the first time I heard that. Yeah.
I don't wear the Crocs out because they're, well, one, the little, whatever they're called, like the charms that are on them that can go in the little holes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I've lost one of them already, and you can't replace them because they were special edition, and I don't want to lose any more. So I want to get my own, like, going outs Crocs. You know, like the ones I will wear out in the world because they're so comfy. Yes, yes, my formal Crocs, you know. But yeah, total binge on Crocs. And my wife hates them. And I keep on threatening to buy a pair for her. And I'm like, I will lose this because she just won't wear them.
This is weird. My wife has imitation Crocs that she bought at some store that she only wears in the house. They're like her house shoes.
Are they called gaiters?
I don't know what they're called.
Again, it's the pizza farm joke all over again.
No, I had to think about that for a second because then I didn't put two and two together until that's when I started laughing. But Dom, do you have Crocs?
I do. I have Minecraft Crocs. I have Minecraft Crocs. Oh. And I
wear Minecraft.
Mine Crocs. Mine Crocs.
Minecraft Crocs. Hello, girls.
Yep.
Seen the footwear?
Ladies, can you see my toes through the Crocs holes? All right.
That's what's older, you know?
Let's build the world.
Who wants to go get a steak?
but I binge Crocs, too. I binge Crocs, too. Okay. Now, this is kind of along the lines of Crocs a little bit. Sleeping with socks on. Binge or cringe?
No. Cringe.
I got to go
sleeping
binge.
Sleeping with socks on.
I do. I always do. Every
you wear them?
All the time when I'm sleeping.
I got to go cringe. I'm trying to disagree with Greg just to create some kind of drama on the show for the listener, but
we're
pretty aligned. I'm going to say cringe.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable. Like
here's what I'll do. I'll wear socks, but nothing else.
There you go.
Is that weird?
No, because it's what you choose.
Yes.
Thank you, Greg.
I'll wear socks to bed if it's super cold, and then once my feet are warm, they're off.
Oh, but I didn't stay warm on my feet.
I do. To wear socks.
Stop. Clip it.
Okay. That was good.
Greg totally set me up. I'm like, please say feet. Please say feet. And he did. It was beautiful.
All right. Next.
All right. So, binge or cringe. Subtitles always on. Binge or cringe.
Oh. It's a cringe that I do that I, yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all, and I still do, and I do it. And I used to make fun of people who did it, and then I, ugh.
So what is it if you don't like it, but you do it? Because I would probably say I have to say binge, because I do that too. Like, if I'm watching a British show, and I don't know what the hell they're talking about, or, you know, like, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll go binge, because I do it, but I wish I didn't have to.
It's cringe to do it a lot, yeah.
I'm going to say I do it, but cringe, because I don't want to do it, but I do it, because it's just what we do now.
Same with me, yep. Man, you guys are just aligned with everything.
I know.
Okay.
And I'm even trying.
Yeah. Okay, binge or cringe, right on time or, yeah, just right on time. Being right on time for something. Is that binge or is that cringe? What do you guys do? It's binge.
It's binge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, how are you saying that there? Are you saying, like, you should be early, like, or are you saying?
Yeah, is it, like, binge or cringe to be on time? I know a lot of people show up fashionably late.
Binge.
Okay. I mean, if we're talking a party, maybe, but if we're talking most anything else, I'm always on time. Yeah. If not, trying to be 10 minutes early because,
I do not
like being tardy. I do not like it. And I get, like, I don't like when other people do it, but I always give people grace. Things happen, but I get really upset with myself when I'm late.
When you do it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Binge.
Still aligned. Always having a fan on while sleeping. Binge or cringe?
Wow. I do that. I got to say binge. I like the sound.
I mean, are we talking ceiling fan? Are we talking box fan? Are we talking anything?
Any fan, even like a TV fan. You have, you know, you search up YouTube and you put like a TV, like a fan on YouTube. That counts, I would say.
Fan on YouTube.
That's what I do.
I never even thought of that.
So a non-operational fan?
I don't have a fan in my room, so I have to. I'm forced to.
It's like,
why don't you just buy a fan? It'd be cheaper than a TV, Dom, and you can have a real fan.
You shouldn't have a fan. You shouldn't have a TV in your room too. It's bad for your eyes. I'm saying that as a person with a TV in his room. I'd probably say cringe because I don't always do it. I do it when I want to, but I don't need it. So cringe.
Mm-hmm. Cringe. Okay.
So there we go. Yep. Finally.
You're binge. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Let's see. Crab cakes. Binge or cringe?
Oh, binge, baby. Binge it up.
God.
That was an easy one.
All you can eat crab cakes? Give it to Papa.
Where is that happening? Oh, my God. I would drive to Milwaukee for all you can eat crab cakes. That's get out of town, man.
Yeah.
What about you, Dom?
I would say crab cakes, too. Any sort of, man, I love any sort of seafood or anything like that. Yeah. I love crab cakes.
Same. Do you like seafood, though, or do you like sauces? That's the question I always have. Like, if I gave you some lobster or shrimp, would you just eat it or would you have to have a sauce with it?
If it was shrimp, I would just eat it. It wouldn't matter what I would. Yep. Sauce doesn't matter.
I think I need a sauce for shrimp. But lobster, if it's just butter, beautiful.
Yeah.
Crab cakes, I would eat plain, though. I don't need that. I like the sauce, but I don't need it. What about you, Greg?
There's a band called Clutch, and there's an entire song they wrote about how to make crab cakes, and it's hilarious and amazing. Oh, wow. All I want to do is make crab cakes when I hear that song. All right.
Damn, you got to find that.
I think we have one more, time for one more. And iced coffee, binge or cringe?
Oh, binge. I'll have it. Yeah.
I'll say binge too. I don't ever really, I like hot coffee even in the summer, but I do occasionally. Starbucks has a brown sugar oat milk dealio that's really good. I just don't want extra caffeine, but I do like it, so I'll say binge.
Okay,
there you go. Right,
there we go. Then you guys were only wrong. You guys only had one disagreement. That is impressive.
That is
nice.
And I was even trying. We were trying to find differences, but
I know I was really all I wanted to do was get into a fight with Pete tonight. That's really all I wanted to do was just say, like, hey, how could you be so stupid with your answer? Turns out he's just as smart as I am.
Oh, good company, buddy.
There you go. All right, folks. One more segment left. When we get out of, we're going to get out of here in a little bit, but don't go anywhere. We still have one more segment. We have to wrap everything up with the nightcap. We're going to read more of your comments. Who is your favorite sitcom whacking neighbor? Feel free to text that in or leave a message on our Facebook page or give us a call, 855-752-4842. I didn't say that right. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We are here on Nightlight with Pete and Greg. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Greg Bach and Pete Schwabe. I didn't sound right saying my name first. That's just kind of, didn't like that at all. We're going to try again. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We're coming to you live from all over Wisconsin, whether it's Radio Park in Racine, Marinette, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And then all the way over in Madison, we have Mr. Domley on the ones and twos. You've officially entered the nightcap on Casual Friday here on Nightlight, where we read your text, your thoughts, and then talk about what we've learned. Folks, if you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. So, do you have any more?
We have a few more. We have one more. We have Nick from Marshall says, my favorite wacky TV neighbor is Wilson Wilson, the next door neighbor to Tim Allen on Home Improvement.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Who always hit his face until the very last episode.
It's the guy he talked into the fence to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Really watched
yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got one more there, Don.
Yep, we have Bridget texting in, says Gladys Kravitz.
Oh, Gladys Kravitz.
Gladys Kravitz.
Is that from,
Lucy, right?
Gladys Kravitz.
I got to look that up.
Gladys Kravitz.
We're
fictional
Googling
character
on the radio.
Oh, she was on Bewitched. She was on Bewitched.
Or Bewitched, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. At first I was like, well, Lenny Kravitz's mother played a wacky neighbor on the Jefferson, but I don't think she had her same last name. But that's
is that
fine.
True?
Yeah, yeah. Her mom was on the Jefferson. His mom was on the Jefferson. In fact, a fun story is that the whole conceit was that she was a black woman. She's no longer with us, but she was married to a white guy on the show, and they said to her, you know, do you think you can handle this character? Do you think you can handle the idea of your character being married to a white man? And she's just like, hold on. She pulls out a picture of her husband, which was a white man. She's like, I got this. It's fine.
Was her name Roxy Roker? Which is one of the coolest names ever, by the way.
Now I got to look it up. So while I'm doing that,
yeah,
Pete, who else on Facebook has gotten in touch with us to let us know?
We've got... on Facebook, I think we only have your repost, okay. But let me check that out real quick. One we didn't hear that I thought we'd hear is Ed Norton from The Honeymooners, one of my all-time favorite shows. And I guess The Friends, you don't really have one, but and Cheers was in a bar, you don't really have one. I'm trying to think of some of the biggest sitcoms. But you've got Mr. Furley. People said The Ropers, but no one really said Mr. Furley, and he was very funny too, Don Knotts.
He's the reason why the Ropers didn't come back. That's a whole other thing too. Her name was Roxy Roker.
Roxy Roker, yeah.
Wow.
She was awesome.
Let's see if she's related to anyone who's a family. Her cousin is Al Roker.
Come on.
Her cousin, once removed, is Al Roker. Oh my goodness gracious.
That's pretty cool.
I love learning stuff on this show. So on my Facebook page, we got a lot here. Mary says Skippy from Family Ties. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Jeremy says Ned Flanders. And let's see here. Our buddy Rich Lacasio says Cosmo Kramer. Let's see. My friend Phil says such strong candidates. My first thought would be Cosmo Kramer. Then I go to Newman, Steve Urkel. But Cosmo Kramer is top of his list. So there you go.
Very popular.
Our buddy John Adler, Milwaukee radio legend. He says, let's keep it local. Lenny and Squiggy.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Another vote for Kramer, but also showing some love for Kimmy Gibbler from Full House.
Mm. Okay.
Let's see here. Jefferson Darcy. I don't know if I know that one. That one is
technically Fonzie is a wacky. Not he's not wacky,
he,
but
he was. And then he became the show.
Yeah.
If I'm swearing right now, Egg Chigliak? know that one.
Did somebody else say that on the text line? I don't know who that is, maybe, though.
Yeah. Nikki says Kramer. Denicia says Mr. Furley from Three's Company. Denicia, not Denicia.
There we
Denicia.
Go.
And then finally, my buddy Andrew says Red from the Red Green Show. There we go, everyone. Thank you so much
for
getting in touch with. Oh, and then we got
one
let's
more
see
on
here.
The text line.
Rin from Madison says Brooke Shields as the single mom next to the Hex in the middle. My goodness, I guess I need to watch this show. I always felt like that show was kind of a ripoff of Malcolm in the Middle, but yeah,
it was
okay.
It was a funny show. I watched the first couple seasons. My kids liked it, and yeah, I thought that was. I don't remember Brooke Shields, though. I'll be honest.
And Jefferson Darcy was on from Married with Children. That is.
Oh yes, yep. Ted McGinley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a Happy Days, Married with Children, and then he's on the Shrinking Show too. That guy is a game day player, Ted McGinley. I love him.
He has that reputation of when Ted McGinley is on your show, it's about to get canceled.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he's still cleaned up. That's
yeah.
great.
Well, thank you to everyone who got in touch with us. Pete, what did you learn tonight?
Oh, man. I was not ready for this, Greg, and I learned so much. I learned that you and I have very similar tastes. We binge at the same things. We cringe at the same things. It's okay to wear socks to bed. And Matt Miller is having a baby. Or his wife is. That's kind of cool.
Absolutely. Oh, really quick. Carol from Madison, listening to WMDX, says Phyllis on Mary Tyler Moore Show. Thank you very much, Carol, for getting in there in the wire. Dom, what did you learn?
I learned that you guys like crab cakes. I wasn't the only one. So that's a huge learning curve for me. So thank you.
Don't forget that. Yeah,
wonderful. I love that.
What about you, Greg?
All right.
What about you, Greg?
I think I learned that Crocs are the best and people who don't like them are suspects. So that's basically what I took away from this whole conversation over 2 hours. But we're going to learn more next week, because next week we are going to be talking to Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes.
Rhodes.
Oh, my gosh.
Conway.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My apologies. There's a lot going on in my brain right now. But we have a great show. We got a great week ahead for you. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We're talking to our friend Dr. Kristen Lyerly as well, because we're talking about medical procedures, because one of us is having one. But you're going to have to tune in to find out more. Talking to Madison Mayer, talk to Dr. Kristen Lyerly next Monday. Thank you to everyone who called, text, was a part of the show. Everyone who left a comment on the live stream. Without you, there is no us. Everybody who, takes care of this show. Dominic, Tucker, Traffic Engineering, you make everything work. And folks, have yourself a great weekend. Stay safe. Stay indoors. Go down in the basement if you need to. Please, please, please keep it locked here for all your weather needs here on Civic Media. We will talk to you next week, folks. Have a great weekend. Pete, say goodnight to everyone.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.